It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Hope you're having a good Friday morning. So it's Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing, who is our executive producer here at B96. And he is not here.
He is Ahmad the Absent.
Ahmad the Absent. And it's a little bit concerning because usually if Ahmad's running a little bit behind, he'll be like, hey, running a little bit behind.
Yeah.
But it is now 10, almost 6:11, and we start at 5:30.
Yeah, so we should probably find out where he is. We've texted.
We've texted and got nothing. I fear that this is one of those, and it happens to everybody, but that you just sleep through your alarm and never, you know what I mean?
Oh, it does happen to the best of us.
Well, and what's weird is like, so our show ends at 9 a.m. Imagine you wake up at like 9. You're like, hey, you just missed the whole day.
Hey, you just used PTO.
yeah. do we call him?
Yes.
Let me open it. How do you get somebody's number? It's so stupid to find somebody's phone number in your phone.
It's okay. I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
Okay. Here we go.
All
right. We're going to go ahead and dial Ahmad the Amazing and see if we can wake his ass up.
We're going to wake him up. Mm-hmm. He's going to be like, oh my gosh, guys, I'm so sorry.
He's going to go, oh, I thought it was Saturday.
I've thought that before.
You know, yeah, and fair. Or like you think it's like 4 p.m.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail.
Oh no.
The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Ahmad, it's Moog and Carla. It's Friday at about 6:12 a.m.
Good morning, wakey-wakey.
So, we're doing a show.
And we would love for you to join.
Yeah, yeah. This is an open invitation to wake your ass up and come to work.
Yeah, come hang out.
though a little bit concerning because usually you text or something. So, wake up and get here or at the very least, let us know everything's all right.
Yeah, call us back.
Yes, all right. And
bye.
Bye. Okay, so we're going to keep checking in with Ahmad the Amazing. We'll find out what is going on, hopefully. Hopefully he'll wake up.
Do you have his boyfriend's number?
No.
I don't either. I don't have him on any social media or else I'd call him and be like, hey.
Yeah, I guess we could try.
Wake him up.
Maybe we DM him or something, but he's probably sleeping too.
Oh, man. Well.
All right, we're going to see what we can do.
Two-man show.
Yeah, we can do this.
We got this.
All right. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. No Ahmad. Ahmad the Absent.
Yeah, Ahmad the Absent. Yeah. New nickname.
I'm B96. It's B96 with Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. Moog and Carla Mornings. So we've been a little bit concerned because Ahmad didn't show up at 5:30.
No.
And then we called him and we got voicemail and we're like, what is going on with Ahmad the Amazing?
Is this guy okay?
Yeah. As it turns out, Ahmad is okay. Hi, Ahmad, can you share with the world what happened?
Oh my God. I fell asleep on the train this morning, and now I'm at 95th and Dan Ryan.
Okay, for anyone who doesn't know, that's the end of the red line stop.
And Ahmad lives in Uptown. So,
they had to wake me up.
They woke you up at the end of the line? What did they say?
At the end of the line, they're like, sir, you can't sleep here.
Oh, Ahmad. Wait,
oh
so
my
then,
gosh.
What are you doing? Just waiting for the train to come back?
Are you just on the platform? Oh, my, that is so loud. Are you just on the platform at 95th and Dan Ryan waiting for a new train?
Yes, I'm going to ask them if they could, like, skip a couple stops so I could get back earlier.
They're not going to skip a couple stops for you, Diva.
There's thousands of people that take the red line north. I don't know that they will.
Okay, I'm the most important.
Oh, is that right? If you are on the freeway passing 95th and Dan Ryan and that red line stop, just know that Ahmad is out there on that platform. Give him a honk if you, if you drive
Ahmad.
By.
Oh,
Ahmad.
Oh, my gosh. Please don't tell Molly. I promise I'll buy you breakfast. Just don't tell Molly.
Well, when you put it that way.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought of that.
We'll take a little breakfast.
So, wait a minute. So, yeah, Carla's hungry, like actively right now.
Yeah.
So you're going to get on the train and you're going to come back now. How long do you think it's going to take until you get here? We're downtown and you're at 95th and Dan Ryan.
Yeah, like maybe 30 minutes, I think.
Well, that sounds optimistic.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Okay. How's your nap at least? Good?
Yeah, did you sleep good?
Girl, slept good, but that's not funny. I really have to give up.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, Best wishes.
Yeah, good luck.
And don't fall asleep again. We'll check in with you every little bit and see kind of where you're at, okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right, everything's going to be fine. Get here safe.
All right, bye.
Bye.
It's so loud out there on that platform.
You know, I've never been to 95th, to that ending of 95th and Dan Ryan.
So the red line down there, it's completely like it's like in between the north and southbound lanes of the freeway.
Oh.
So on both sides of him, he's just got cars. Meow, yeah. Meow. Oops. Ahmad fell asleep.
It happens to the best of us. We've all slept through something.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know what? Let's turn this around and have some fun with it. 877-591-9696. What did you sleep through? Ahmad slept through his stop. He was supposed to take the red line from uptown to downtown, and instead he woke up at the end of the line.
At the end of the red line on 95th and Dan Ryan.
Sir, you got to wake up.
You can't sleep here. Is poor guy.
Yeah.
I can tell that he feels a little...
Well, you're probably discombobulated after that kind of sleep. A, also stress. B, the sun's out and your morning radio job. Right.
Yeah, but you know what? Yes, if you have ever slept through something, call us. We've all done it, and maybe it'll make Ahmad feel a little better.
877-591-9696. We want to hear from you, all right? It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, Ahmad the Amazing, who got on the red line in Uptown, was supposed to come downtown for work, and fell asleep.
Aw, but you know what happens to the best of us? We've all fallen asleep through something. We've all woken up in a panic.
Yeah, he was woken up by the CTA train operator.
Sir, you cannot sleep here.
At 95th and Dan Ryan, and is making his way back. But you know what? We've all slept through something, like Carla said. 877-591-9696. If you have a story. Kaylee in Joliet, you fell asleep on a train too, but this seems like it might have been a little bit more detrimental, huh?
So, hi guys. Good morning. I call you guys all the time. I don't know if you realize that or not, but we talk a lot.
Well, hi, Kaylee. Yeah, I think I do realize that.
Thank you for calling.
And please call all the time.
Anytime. So I was taking the Amtrak down to Effingham to visit my mom and ended up in, like, Carbondale.
Oh, no.
So they didn't wake me up at my stop, so I ended up down by Southern Illinois.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to stay the night there.
You're coming from Joliet, and you're trying to get to Effingham. And then you go, what is that, an extra couple hours?
At least.
Yeah, like 2.5 hours.
Because Carbondale is like down there by St. Louis, right?
Girl, I just Googled it. You slept through 122 miles on the train.
Oh, wow. You must have been snoozing. What were you dreaming about, Kaylee?
I don't even know. But when I woke up, I had to get a hotel room because there were no more trains. I had to stay in Carbondale. And then get on another train. And I was just going to visit my mom. I should have just drove.
You should have just drove. Well, no, I'm glad you didn't. You're sleeping
to
ass.
Save money.
Oh, well, lesson learned now, right? So what do you do now if you do that? Do you put an alarm like every 30 minutes or something just so you don't get too far along?
I drive.
Yeah.
You got to stay a little bit more alert that way. But I mean, that was an expensive trip.
How was Carbondale? Did you get to explore? Did you go check out all the restaurants? And
I went to a really nice little breakfast cafe in the morning before I got on the train to go back up.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you were awake for that one, huh?
Too bad. Oh, I definitely didn't go to sleep for that ride.
Well, you could have. You had to have 2 whole hours that you could have gone back towards. So
that's great.
I would have been back in Joliet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I woke up in Joliet.
Imagine that. Sorry, Mom. This just isn't the weekend.
Well, I tried.
I'm sorry, Mom. I tried. I went past you twice. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, we love it. Thank you for sharing that story. And have an amazing weekend, Kaylee.
You too, guys. I'm sure I'll talk to you next week.
All right. Please do. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. So Ahmad the Amazing is Ahmad the Absent today because he is on the train back because he missed his stop. So we're expecting him, what, 7:15 maybe?
I hope so.
He seemed optimistic. Can you get to downtown from 95th and Dan Ryan in 30?
I have never tried, but he'll have better luck on the train than if he tried to Uber, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
And when you're already late, you might as well be hella late.
Yeah, you might as well. You know what? Let's see what the latest is with Ahmad the Amazing. We'll catch up with him and see where he's at coming up next. It's Moog and Carla Mornings. Happy Friday. It's B96. It's V96 with Mogan Carla Mornings. Ahmad the Amazing, our producer, fell asleep on the red line this morning. He was coming from uptown, trying to come downtown, and they woke him up at the end of the line, 95th and Dan Ryan. We wanted to check in with Ahmad and see where he's at right now. Ahmad, where you at?
I'm at 79.
I think he said 79th. It's really, really hard to hear you, but it sounds like you said 79th. Last we talked to you, you had said he came up with this brilliant idea to ask to knock on the door of the train operator and ask them to skip some stops.
How's that going for you?
Were you
going
to do that?
I just crossed the train car, and I've never done that before.
You crossed the train car? God, that sounds dangerous and scary.
Okay, hold on. I'm about to knock.
Wait, no, don't ask. I don't think...
Can we skip stops?
You know what?
Yeah, she's a Gary.
What did she say to you? She's ignoring you, yeah, because that's ridiculous. There are thousands of people who take the red line into work every day, and they're going to skip stops for Ahmad the Amazing.
And you know what? It's not that serious. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
And now everyone is on the train looking at me like an idiot. Let me move.
They're like, this guy is insane. Can we skip some stops?
No.
Okay.
Sir, sit back down.
So where are you right now? 79th or between 79th and the next one?
Yeah, I'm at 69 now.
Oh, what? This thing's moving.
Yeah, I know. Shout out to the CTA.
Okay, well, I mean, get up here as safely and quickly as possible.
Yeah.
You will have to make every single stop.
Has Molly texted you?
No. Our boss is off today. Okay. So, in theory, I mean, who knows? She could be up and listening. But in theory,
she'll be...
You might get away with this.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
And we won't tell because...
Because now we're having fun with it.
Yeah, and also our time will come.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. What's that?
I don't feel confident.
You don't feel confident?
That she won't tell on me.
We won't tell on you? I heard something in the background.
Yeah, we hear ruckus.
And then you said, I don't feel confident. We're like, what's going on?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a lot of motion this morning on the train.
All okay. Right.
Well, hi to everybody on the train. And we'll check in with you again in a little bit and see if you're any closer to getting here. But you said you're somewhere near 69th right now?
Yeah, coming up on 63rd. They're skipping stops for me, I'm telling you.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, all right. You know what? You're the luckiest guy in the world.
All right, Ahmad. We'll see you soon.
In the loop. This is Chicago.
On B96.
It is Friday, Carla, and you know what? I'm so excited because this week it is 74 today, 80 tomorrow, 81 on Sunday, and Monday it'll be 84 degrees in Chicago.
We're
getting there.
Speaking my language.
I know. You've been waiting for warmer days. Now, is it going to rain here and there throughout the weekend? It is quite possible. It is quite possible. You know what? But in the meantime, let's just enjoy that it's not going to be cold and we don't have to layer up.
Exactly. It's going to be so fun. I'm just glad that the sun is going to be out at some capacity.
Yeah. So this is In the Loop with Mogan and Carla, and we're going to let you know some things going on in Chicagoland this weekend. If you're looking for something to do, we got some ideas. And we're going to start by spinning the
Wheel of Categories. Kids and families.
Something for the kiddos to do with the adults in their lives.
Sure.
So this weekend, in case you didn't know, is the Crosstown Classic.
All right.
Which means that the
Chicago versus Chicago.
Yes, the White Sox are going to be playing the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm. What's the other team?
Not me acting like I don't know who the Cubs are. I'm obviously a White Sox fan. But
obviously, except that you have a stuffed animal with a Cubs jersey, but sure.
In families, there are opposites.
Sure, and I know happens.
And so if you are dating someone who's a Cubs fan and you're a White Sox fan, this is the perfect game for you to go to.
Yeah.
So there are normally two Crosstown Classics that happen, one that happens at Wrigley and one that happens at Wright Field. Mm-hmm. This one's going to be the one that happens at Wright Field, like at the White Sox ballpark.
Yeah. So, yeah, and then the other one at Wrigley is going to happen in August.
In August. But this weekend, literally today, tomorrow, and Sunday, they're going to have their three-part series. And tonight's game is at 6:40. Tomorrow's game is at 6:10. But Sunday's is a day game.
Yeah.
So depending on what your vibe is.
Depending on what your vibe is, it's a good chance to get out and see some baseball. It's Chicago versus Chicago, and it's always a fun time. And who do you think is going to win?
Obviously the White Sox. But what I will tell you is the tickets are going to be pretty cheap.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you can grab tickets to this at a good cost, and it's just a fun thing to do. Kids and family, or if you're just an adult that wants to go and have a blast, get out there and enjoy it. We'll continue seeing what's going on this weekend by spinning the
Wheel of Categories.
Touch grass.
How are you going to get outside this weekend? Because obviously you want to, because as we said before, it's going to be what, 80?
80?
Of my heart. Okay, so it's the 5th annual Lincoln Park Mayfest.
Okay.
So this is going to be happening right in the heart of Lincoln Park. It's like on Armitage and Racine.
Yeah.
Today, tomorrow, and Sunday. It'll be like a whole art fair. There's going to be vendors. There's going to be music. And it's free.
You know what? And this is really kind of the kickoff to street festival season in Chicago. And so if you've been excited to get out and buy some knickknacks and just explore and have some fun at like free cost, then it's time. And then all the other things are going to follow.
Yeah, there's always going to be something to do. But if you're in the Lincoln Park area, like this is going to be their big one, I think. And there is a $10 suggested donation. I do think you should.
Yeah, you know what? All of them have the $10 suggested donation. And, like, you kind of have to. Otherwise, you just look like an a-hole.
You're like, oh, I don't want to help.
I'm always like, I paid yesterday. This is my sticker.
No, because the donations, they're going to go to, like, the local businesses, to the school there. Like, it's going to help for some things for the Chicago River. So, yeah, don't be that person.
But it is suggested. So, you know what? If you don't have it, but you still want to go and enjoy it. Right. Yeah. No shame coming from us.
No.
Getting in the game.
Right. I don't live up there, so it's fine. But it'll be fun. There's going to be lots of music. They've got two stages, I believe, on like opposite ends. And with different acts. Today it starts at 4 p.m., but tomorrow it starts as early as noon.
All right, so there you go. Mayfest in Lincoln Park. Some things that are happening here in Chicagoland this weekend. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, by the way. About an hour away from Can't Crush Carla and your first chance of the day to win $1,000. Up next, we should probably find out what the latest is with our pal, Ahmad.
Yeah, he slept through the entire train ride this morning, so he normally takes like the red line.
Yeah, from Uptown, and we worked here in the Loop.
And he took it all the way down to 95th and
they woke him up and was like, sir, you can't be sleeping.
But, you know, it happens to the best of us. We just want to make sure that he is on his way.
Yeah, so we'll check in with Ahmad again and see where he is coming up next. If you want to join the show, you can at 877-591-9696. Also, in a few minutes, we're going to be streaming live on Instagram at B96 Chicago as we do every morning right around 7 a.m. So join in on the fun, join in on the conversation, and happy Friday, all right?
Happy Friday!
It's Moe and Carla Mornings on Chicago's B96.
Everybody, let's get into it. Let's get started.
Moe and Carla Mornings on B96. Moe, Carla, and Ahmad, as Carla has now nicknamed him, not Ahmad the Amazing, but
Ahmad the Absent.
Ahmad the Absent. Show starts at 5:30. It's 7:04. We have yet to see Ahmad today.
Yes, Ahmad the abnormally late.
Yeah, you know what? It happens once in a while to the best of us, right? So Ahmad takes the train from Uptown here into the Loop, and he fell asleep.
But that's okay. He should almost be here, right?
He's pretty close. They woke him up at 95th and Dan Ryan, and he had to switch to the other side and make his way back. But we were going to try and get him on the phone again, but he said that he's underground, and he's at Jackson, so he should be here pretty quickly.
Oh, he's so close. Yeah. Okay.
So we'll get him here pretty quickly, and then we'll move on with our lives. But good morning. Happy Friday.
Oh, yay. We made it to the end of the week, whether you walked here or you crawled here.
Yeah, we made it, and there's some warm weather this weekend, which we're very excited about. Though it's been a little bit cold this week, which played a role, I have to admit, to you, Carla. You know how I've been doing I am doing an adult learn to row class.
Yes.
Like, row your boat.
Yeah, you've mentioned this a few times.
With the Lincoln Park Boat Club, and we row in the Lincoln Park Lagoon. And I paid for this class. And I was looking, and I was like, this is not last night, but the night before. I was looking at it, and I was like, it is too cold. I do not want to do this. I do not want to be in the water rowing in the cold. And so I flaked on the class that I bought.
Moog.
I know.
Wait, okay. You also missed the first class.
So I missed the first one because we had a work thing that night.
So you went to the second class.
So I went. So I've been to three in between.
Okay. Of.
I think I've been. I think there's been five. I think I've been to three.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not very good for something you paid for.
It's not the best odds.
You can't just skip it. How long is this course?
It's like 3.5 weeks or something like that total.
If you keep missing one a week...
Then I'm going to be so far behind.
Yeah.
I know.
You paid for it.
I know, and I did pay for it. It's just, it's so cold, and the other night I was just like not feeling it. I had worked out in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like... rowing is a workout.
But you signed up for this.
But I signed up and I paid for it. Yeah.
You signed up for this, you paid for it. Why would you not go?
I know. You've done this before. I'm sure you've done something like this. You start all kinds of hobbies.
There's
no way that you're doing all of them with the fullest commitment.
But I show up. The only way that I don't show up is if I forget, not because I don't want to. And I do forget a lot.
Okay, give me an example.
Pilates.
You pay for Pilates and then don't go.
I sign up for the classes and then I don't go. And then every time I don't go, they charge you $30.
They charge you?
Yeah.
For missing a class?
Yeah, because classes get so full that they want that space to go to someone else.
But you're already paying. What does it matter?
Right, that's what I say.
That's a little crookery.
Yeah, I don't really like
but
that.
You know what? That's what you're shaming me for, not going to my class. I'm not getting charged.
No. I'm going because I'm like, I completely forget. And I'm like, oh man, I can't believe I forgot. Now I'm getting charged $30. You are going because you are not going because you don't want to.
That's true.
You're flaking because you're like, oh, it's cold.
I flake.
Shut up. What do you mean?
Okay, you try being on a boat on the water when it's cold AF and you can't like wear like heavy clothes. Because you have to wear moisture wicking stuff.
Because you're getting wet.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's wet. Come on.
Well, you're the one who signed up for the class like when you knew it wasn't going to be warm yet.
I knew it was going to be May, yeah.
Sign up in the summer then.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But we all do it.
Everybody's done this. 877-591-9696. What did you pay for and just not do?
Either because you didn't want to or because you forgot.
You were like, yeah, maybe, you know, in my case, it's like a hobby, it's recreational, trying to be active kind of thing. And then I was like, oh, no, that sounds awful tonight.
Because every day, husbands are having you make plans or you buy tickets to something and the day of, you're like, ooh,
you're like, yeah, that sounds awful. 877-591-9696. What did you pay for and then just didn't do?
Not go.
We want to hear from you. It's Moe and Carla Mornings, B96. It's B96 with Moe and Carla Mornings. Wondering... Who has spent money on something and then they didn't do it?
Yeah, you know, it gets all of us. Sometimes we're in a different mood than we were when we booked our plans.
Yeah, sometimes things just don't go according to plan. Sometimes you got great ideas, like Emily in Buffalo Grove. So it was a sunset cruise that you booked. And what happened?
Yeah, so I was with my girlfriend. We were like on a trip ready to go. We were in Portugal and...
Ooh.
It was awesome. We were like dressed up. We were all ready. It said like there was going to be like, you know, a picture vibe and we were all dressed up. And then we get there and there was like 100 people in line. Like it was a family, just like a completely different vibe than what we were going for. And we felt out of place and we were like, we're dressed up. Even though we paid money for this, let's just go and grab dinner somewhere else. So we ended up just walking away, and we went to a really awesome dinner. But
so you had a nice dinner
on our end.
But it wasn't a nice sunset cruise.
No.
Yes.
Okay, wait, Emily, you know what this reminds me of? This is like if you and your friends want to go on a boat, like at the playpen, but you accidentally booked the architecture boat tour. Isn't that what happened?
That is literally could not describe it any better. I was like, this is giving the water taxi that like you would take. It's not what we wanted. But
so
we had
funny.
A good night anyway.
You had a good time anyway. You know what? Sometimes we just waste money.
Yeah, sometimes we pay for the wrong thing. No refunds is real.
I love that. Thank you for that story, Emily, and have a great day, okay?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Lisette's in Maywood. And what's the thing that you spent money on and then didn't do?
So I was trying to be nice for my husband for Christmas, and he complains a lot about back pain. So I'm like, so what better way to, you know, help him out by getting him a massage? So I literally got him a gift card for $500.
Ooh.
And... he's yet to use it, and it's been over 5 years.
What? A $500 massage gift card? Is the place still open?
Yes. Well, yes, it's that massage parlor. It's like everywhere. Envy, I think.
Oh, Massage Envy, okay. Yeah. Listen, Lisette, send that care of John Moog, 180 North Stetson, Suite 1000. I'll use that thing up immediately. I can't believe it. 5 years ago, you bought him a massage certificate and he's yet to use it. Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I always tell him, like, I'll book the appointments for you. I'll do everything. Just go. He tells me, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm too tired to go. I'm like, well, that's the point.
Right.
Yeah, go. You can even fall asleep.
You know,
while you're there.
At this point, Lisette, take it for yourself.
Yeah.
Go honestly, get yourself a nice massage.
I think I will, because I had checked it not too long ago to see if it's still valid. And yeah, crazy enough, it's still valid.
Yeah, I'm glad it's still valid. Don't lose out on that thing. When does it expire?
Well, they told me it doesn't necessarily expire. They have no expiration date.
Okay, that's good.
No, but see, that's not good because then you're going to keep putting it off and putting it off.
And then there's going to be that story that's like, Massage Envy closes all locations.
And you're like, no, please.
Hopefully not, obviously. Well, go get that money.
Yeah, but I might use it for myself now.
Yeah.
I don't think your husband's going to notice or care.
No, he won't.
All right, Lisette, thank you for the story. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you.
All right.
We're live on Instagram right now, and somebody said, like, the gym membership that I pay for and never use.
Oh, my God. You know what? I fully believe that every gym stays in business by people who don't go.
Yeah. It's not those of us that are in there. It's those of us that are not.
Those lights are being paid for by ghosts.
Yeah, by everybody who signed up in January.
Yep. All those January 1sters. All right. Coming up at 7:30, a brand new entry in the diary today. We'll see what the latest is with our girl. As we've left her, she had gotten in a fight with the new guy that she's seeing, Jake. And he was coming over to hash it out.
To fix the argument. But also, she's just gotten off the phone with her mom, who let her know that she was talking to her ex a lot.
Yeah. I have breaking news, Carla.
Breaking news. What is it?
Breaking Moog and Carla Mornings News.
What?
Ahmad the Amazing.
Has
arrived.
Welcome.
At 7:15 and 32 seconds on May the 15th.
Why would you say the time?
Welcome, Ahmad the Amazing. So if you're just joining the show this morning, Ahmad fell asleep on the red line.
And was woken up by a stranger or a conductor?
Woken up at the end of the line at 95th and Dan Ryan.
It was one of the CTA cleaners. They were like, can you move your feet? You can't sleep on the train, bro. Very embarrassing. You could still see the do-rag lines on my forehead. That's how good I was sleeping.
Oh, yeah, you were.
Well, at least you're rested today, huh?
I guess so.
Right, well, welcome, Ahmad. You're no longer Ahmad the Absent, as we had renamed you.
Oh. Is that what y'all were saying?
Yes, yeah. I'm out of the absent.
And
is
unfortunately,
now.
Molly is up and knows. She's watching us on Instagram Live at B96 Chicago. So
well, great.
Everyone on the live was saying that you were working behind the scenes.
Sure.
I love the mafia.
B96, it's Moog and Carla Mornings. Moog, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. So this weekend is a big weekend in Chicago, right? This is Chicago versus Chicago. The Crosstown Classic is this weekend.
Northside versus Southside, Cubs versus White Sox. This time it's going to be at the White Sox Stadium instead of Wrigley. Mm. Wrigley's will be in August.
Yeah. So Crosstown Classic, of course. Who are you rooting for? I'm going Cubbies, of course.
I'm going White Sox, of course.
Me too. Sox.
Are you?
As well.
So
yeah.
I got a little bit of bone to pick with you.
About
and I
what?
Think Carla does too. As a White Sox fan, I think that you're a little bit upset with Ahmad.
Over what?
Ahmad the amazingly bad sports fan.
Oh.
So Ahmad came here in October. Right. And we were like, you got to pick one.
Yeah, because everyone has to pick their teams, right? When you move to a new city. Welcome.
And we each made our case. I was like, you live on the north side. You could probably walk to Wrigley. You should just be a Cubs fan. That's
I don't want
to
pick that for convenience. And I want to pick the better team.
Because you can move.
And they're a better team.
So, no, but then I told you about how, like, cute the White Sox players were.
They are.
And the good food. Uh-huh. And, like, how much cuter the merch is, which, you know, it's all subjective, whatever. And you chose White Sox with me.
I did. And I am a White Sox fan.
Except that the only jersey that you have purchased is a Cubs jersey.
I didn't purchase it.
There's a lot of flipping, flopping happening right now.
And the only game, you've never been to a White Sox game. The only game you've been to is a Cubs game where you wore a Cubs jersey. And I'm like, wait a minute.
It was a team bonding experience. I had to go.
Yeah, you were bonding with the Cubs.
I guess the point that we're driving at, Ahmad, is that you need to commit. You need to pick a team and commit to it.
Can't we all just be friends?
No.
Okay. He hopes both teams have fun.
He just hopes they all have fun.
I'll tell you what.
What?
Whoever wins the series this weekend, that's who I'm sticking with.
Who? Okay. All right. Well, go Cubs, go.
Dang it.
Wait. You have no faith.
I have spirit.
Okay.
What I have is spirit.
Airlines? Because
yeah,
they're done,
too. Gone. What I have is spirit in my soul and love for the game.
Mm-hmm. Do you?
But I also understand, like, records and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cubs have perhaps a history of more winnings.
Yeah. Oh. Right? You know what, though? Actually, this is interesting. The history of the Crosstown Classic between the Cubs and the Sox is, I believe, tied up at like 77 games each.
Huh.
77 wins each.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
So, despite the White Sox 2 years ago having the worst record in the history of Major League Baseball.
Hey, not too much on my boys now.
When you look at the Crosstown Classic, it's actually quite an interesting matchup. So, I like what you're saying. So, mm-hmm. Whoever wins the series, you're going to be a fan.
I will be a fan.
All right. It has been said right here. We have recorded this. We will remind you.
Monday morning.
I think he's just like wants to keep that Cubs jersey now.
No.
Ahmad went, I feel cute in my Cubs jersey.
I did feel. Anyways.
That's what it is. All right. Give us like 3.5 minutes. We got a brand new entry in the diary. We're going to find out the latest with our girl after her and her latest boyfriend. I don't know if they're official, but after they got into a fight and hashed it out. What's the latest? Well, we'll find out next. It's Mogan, Carla Mornings, and Taylor Swift now on B96. Go Cubs.
Go White Sox.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like, are we going to speak?
Isn't it? It's so much more dramatic that way. It's B96. It's Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's time for the diary. By the way, if you'd like to see the diary, we are currently streaming on Instagram at B96 Chicago as Carla puts the gloves on to prepare to read today's entry in the diary. We only have a few left. Ahmad, the amazing, is going to get you a quick recap on the diary. Previously on the diary.
Our mystery girl's mom is all up in her business because we found out in the last entry she's been talking to her ex, Mike. And we also found out that Mike really, really misses her. And towards the end of the entry, Jake, her current boyfriend, was on the way to her house because they got into an argument. And it ended right there. But this entry is the same day.
It's the same day. Interesting. Yeah. All right.
Same day, but... a little bit later.
Hold on. Can I make a prediction?
Yes.
So she's making a diary entry the same day. My prediction is they didn't like make up. My prediction is her and Jake ended it. Because you wouldn't like if they made up, they would have spent the day together. But instead, she's back to the diary.
Mm. Just a prediction. Throwing that out there.
Might be a good prediction because this is like 4 pages long.
Oh. Okay, then I'll stop.
Let's get into it.
So July 5th again, later on in the day. July 5th again. I don't like being... the next page. I don't like being forced to make decisions. Ultimatums only work in real life if you've watched one too many movies or are actually afraid of what might happen if you don't follow the orders. Ooh, oh. She ain't afraid of Jake, huh?
No.
Jake wants me to stop talking to Mike.
Oh.
Well, yeah, girl, yeah. You can't be talking to your ex while you're dating someone new.
Yeah. It's not good.
I guess it started because of all the confusion at the wedding, but it was only made worse by the 4th of July. Crap. He's right to be angry. I shouldn't have gone.
Ooh.
But when the ex-love of your life calls you needing help, are you just supposed to pretend that you don't care? That it doesn't matter? It had disaster written all over it, but Mike had called wasted and alone and in need of a ride. Mm. He couldn't find his keys, so he couldn't get in the house, and I do still have a spare. After a year, girl!
Yeah, this is all bad, yeah. Bad.
Nothing happened! Exclamation point. But I'm not sure I convinced Jake of that. And considering my track record, I can't really blame him. I didn't tell him the whole truth about what was said. I learned my lesson last time. with telling people the truth to make myself feel better. It was one of the strangest moments of my life. One minute, I'm helping a 30-year-old drunk man into his house. And the next, he's professing his undying love to me. And he was pretty drunk. So normally I would know better than to believe it. Until he said, I want you to come... until he said, I want you to come back. I've been trying to get you to come back. I still love you. And you don't know that.
Oh my gosh.
I put him to bed and got out of there fast. I went back to the party and my now very pissed off boyfriend. I tried to explain myself. Okay. So let's this is a lot. So let's do a little quick halfway recap if you're just jumping in.
So we're reading the diary. It's a new entry. Her and her boyfriend got into a fight over her ex.
Because it's July 5th. We've got to remember that July 4th is her and her ex's meet-iversary.
Mm-hmm. 3 years.
Yes. And so her ex called her really drunk, needing a ride home. And she went and left her boyfriend, her current boyfriend, at the party to go pick up her ex-boyfriend. Okay. I put him to bed and got out of there as fast as I could and went back to my very angry boyfriend, right? I tried to explain myself. I tried to forget what was said. I thought maybe I was thinking too much until Mike called this morning. Now very hungover. To report what he had said last night. I add this plus what my mom said yesterday, which her mom had said that he missed her because they were talking on the phone, and I get trouble. Love plus love equals trouble. And then Jake's ultimatum tossed into that mix could make for disaster. He asked me to cut off my friendship with Mike. He said things were getting pretty serious with us, and he didn't want anything to come between that. He said he wanted a serious commitment from me. They both want too much from... Oh, they both want to marry me.
All right, Maddie.
My head is spinning. And that's the end of the entry on July 5th.
All right. When's the next entry?
August 15th.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna call it now. She is absolutely very soon going to leave Jake for Mike.
Team Mike, I told you.
Ultimatums like that never work. When she just said the love of her life. Come on.
Yeah. I fear that you are correct.
Yeah.
And girl, stop calling him your friend. That's not your friend.
That's your man. Yeah. Because I have been given the ultimatum before by exes to stop talking to my exes.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
And whenever it was a boyfriend.
Did you just agree to it and then not do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Or if it was like a current boyfriend that I genuinely cared about, that's the only time that I would really cut off my exes. But if it was a current boyfriend that I was like, you're not my husband, my exes, I would just stay talking to them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
you're real for that. I'm not gonna lie.
She's getting back with Mike. I'm calling it. Though the diary is gonna end in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How does the diary end? Is there some sort of conclusion or does it just end? We don't know. We're going to find out what the latest is tomorrow morning at 7:30 with a brand new diary entry. So, yeah, catch us then. You can catch the previous ones on our Instagram at B96 Chicago. Give us 4 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for Can't Crush Carla and a chance to win $1,000.
Can you crush me? Do you want some money? You probably want to do both.
Yeah. You have to do, so it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla and you'll win. We'll get you on the phone for that. Coming up next on
B96.
Can't crush Carla.
All right, it's Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hi to Brenda in Midlothian.
Hi, Brenda.
What's up, Brenda?
Hi.
Happy Friday.
Woo. Thank you. Happy Friday.
Ooh. And happy birthday also.
Happy birthday, girl.
Thank you. I'm here with my 3 girls. They made me call today. They're like, we're always listening, so we gotta call in.
All right, well, start by throwing Carla out of the room. All of you guys, kick her out.
Yeah!
That's 2 days in a row where I've been kicked out by
a team. All right, so it's 5 pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. We will give you $1,000. All right, here goes question number 1. For the first time ever, the World Cup will have a halftime show, and the performers are Shakira, Madonna, and BTS. What is the name of the association that puts on the World Cup?
FIFA?
Question number 2. Drake has released 3 albums at once. Iceman Habibti and Maid of Honor. The release of the three albums caused Spotify and Apple Music to crash. Where was Drake born?
Oh, Canada.
Question number three. Taylor Swift is reportedly personally calling celebrities to invite them to her wedding to avoid leaks of her wedding plans. What is the name of Taylor Swift's debut album?
Oh, my God. Fearless? I'm going to go with Fearless.
Question number four. Roma Dunse dressed up as Bob Ross to announce the Bears' schedule for the next NFL season. What position does Roma Dunse play for the Bears?
For the Bears. Oh, my God. I am going to go with runner back. That's going to kill me.
Question number five. Amazon has officially begun auditions to cast the next James Bond. Rumors online have said that Jacob Elordi is the front runner to play the part. What is James Bond's code name?
Oh, my God. James Bond, 007. All right.
You're good. All right, let's get Carla back in here. While you're on the way in, it's your birthday today. How old are you?
Oh, 39
and feeling fine. All right. Well, happy birthday. And you got the kids with you. What are their names?
We got Sophia,
Emily, Marvin.
All right. Hi, guys. Well, welcome back to our friend Carla. So, three correct for Brenda and the team in Midlothian.
Okay.
Let's see how you do. Question number one, for the first time ever, the World Cup will have a halftime show, and the performers are Shakira, Madonna, and BTS.
What?
Yeah.
Whoa.
What is the name of the association that puts on the World Cup?
FIFA?
Yeah. That's right. You both got that one correct.
Amazing.
Question number two. Drake has released three albums at once. Iceman, Habibti, and Maid of Honor. The release of the three albums caused Spotify and Apple Music to crash. Where was Drake born?
Toronto, Canada.
That's right.
Yes.
Question number three. Taylor Swift is reportedly personally calling celebrities to invite them to her wedding to avoid leaks of her wedding plans. What is the name of Taylor Swift's debut album?
Taylor Swift.
Yes. It was a self-titled album. Question number four. Roma Dunse dressed up as Bob Ross to announce the Bears' schedule for the next NFL season.
Oh, I saw that.
And he did a little painting.
Yeah.
What position does Roma Dunse play for the Bears?
He is tight end?
No.
I know he's not quarterback.
No, he's a wide receiver.
Okay.
Question number five. Amazon has officially begun auditions to cast the next James Bond. Rumors online have said that Jacob Elordi is the front runner to play the part. What is James Bond's code name?
007.
Yes.
Agent 007.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about that. Jacob Elordi's like so hot, but he's too tall.
Not a James Bond type?
James Bond is supposed to be like a spy, right?
Yeah.
You can't be 6'5" and also mysterious. You know what I mean? Like, that you'd be the first person I notice.
You're not inconspicuous.
No, you're not as conspicuous if you're 6'5" and hot.
1, 2, 3, 4 for Carla and just 3 for Brenda.
Here's the worst part. We're huge Taylor Swift fans and we blanked.
You blanked. They said fearless.
That's one of her really early albums.
One of the early ones for sure. But unfortunately, Brenda, you know what this means.
My name is Brenda, and I did not crush Carla.
No, but it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Have the best day today. Have a great weekend, and try back. We do this every single weekday at 7:50, all right?
We will. Thank you.
Bye, birthday girl.
Bye, guys.
Bye, Dad.
This is D1. We're...
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Grace in Mayfair is getting married, and you have to sign a prenup with an interesting clause. Tell us about it.
Yeah, interesting indeed. He added a weight gain clause to our prenup.
Interesting. Okay, so you're obviously not going to marry him.
Oh, my gosh.
I've never heard of that a day in my life. I've never heard of this.
Okay, does he also have to sign something where it says that he can't gain any weight? Like, what the heck?
No, it's just geared toward me, literally.
Does he not know that, like, women birth and create life? Or whatever. It doesn't even matter. Well, he should love you at whatever.
And that people age and your bodies change. And, like, that is... That is wild.
That is conditional love.
It's actually, he actually has a specific number. He says, I can't gain no more than 50 pounds or I won't get any alimony if we get divorced.
Okay.
Like 50 pounds, exactly.
Interesting. So it does gives you some room. Oh,
shut up.
What? Listen, you okay. just said if I get pregnant and I gain 100, it's over?
Well, okay, so you're engaged, and you're asking us if this is a match or a mistake. So clearly, you're not just running for the hills. So tell us the whole story.
You must have asked.
Yeah, when are you getting married?
We're gonna get married probably within the next year. Okay. We're planning it out now.
Okay.
But this is an eye opener. I was completely shocked.
Okay, so he's never expressed to you. Like, and I know this is going to be kind of an uncomfortable thing, but he's never, like, seen a person who might be a little overweight and made comments about them? Or like, is this truly a shock to you that he would add this clause?
Okay, it's a shock to add the clause, but that's such a great question because, honestly, within his family, he lost a few close family members due to weight issues.
Okay.
And, huh. Yeah, so...
So...
We talked about that. That was traumatizing for him, you know, as he was growing up. However, to gear that towards me, you know, I think that's a bit wild, especially the number 50, you know, again, like you even said, listen, sometimes we gain weight, you know, I'm not out there trying to purposely gain 100 pounds through our lifetime, but you never know, you know.
Well, he's supposed to love you regardless.
And to
I agree, absolutely.
It does feel weird to say, will you marry me? And then go, also, I'm going to impact your life negatively financially if you gain more than 50 pounds is not the most romantic thing.
Listen, I'm going to be on diets for the rest of my life. You know, I'm going to be scared to gain even 1 pound if I marry this man. It was just shocking to me.
Yeah.
Would this what even hold up in twins? Court?
Well, and yeah, do you have to have like, you know, do you have to bring a scale with you on your wedding day to get like
or
that initial?
A prenup sign day?
That's a lot of pressure, you know? Yeah. The lawyer warned, you know, him that if he holds up to this in court, it's actually the discretion of the judge anyway, you know? So it's like...
Yeah,
he kept...
I need you to tell us something redeeming about this guy because right now, it feels like a mistake. Obviously...
Right now, I'm on my way to go save you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell us something
I'm on
good.
My way to like lose more weight. Like, I'm just scared.
He asked you to marry him. You said yes.
Yeah.
Why?
Wait, why did I say yes?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise he's a great guy. I mean, he's a little bit controlling, obviously. But he's successful. He's good looking. He's very smart, charismatic. But again, like I said, there's that controlling factor.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it'd be to this degree.
I wonder if there's anybody listening who can argue that this could be a match. 877-591-9696.
I'm going to try to play devil's advocate because when you mentioned, and this is trying, I'm on your side, girl. But when you mentioned that he had lost family members to this, to being overweight
in one way or another.
He could technically be doing this in hopes of what? In hopes of like protecting you, in hopes of keeping you healthy. That's like the only redeeming-ish way that I can see this.
So he kept saying like he can't watch another person in my life fully kill themselves.
And this is really the only thing about this relationship that you feel is a red flag.
Yeah, I definitely feel that it's the only thing, but it is a red flag.
Yeah.
Because he's putting all that on you, and it's just a little bit unfair.
That's a lot of pressure. Clearly, he's got some sort of trauma or something, but you can't be held responsible for that. 877-591-9696. Is it a match or is it a mistake?
Now, it's up to you to decide. I love it. Is it a match or a mistake? 877-591-9696. Wow. It's Moog and Carla Mornings on B96.
It's Match or Mistake on B96 with Grayson Mayfair, who's with this guy who put into a prenup that they're going to get married, and he says that she can't gain more than 50 pounds.
Which is ridiculous because you should not care anything about that. It's just wrong to...
To put something like that and to make it like contractually, like that's rough.
To even think about that.
So she wants to know, is there any way her relationship can be a match or is it a mistake? Now, Chantel, I'm going to start with you in Park Forest because you say that it could be a match.
Absolutely. Absolutely, it could be a match.
How so?
I kind of equate this to people who have gone through some things in their past, like alcoholism. Mm-hmm. You would want to make sure that you don't get into that same situation. So you would put it in there. He's telling her, hey, this has been a problem in my past. I love you. I don't want this to be another issue. But on the flip side, I think she should be smarter about this. Like, if I knew that I only had 50 pounds of leeway, trust me, before my wedding day, before I get on that scale, I'm going to load up on beans.
Whoa. Can't say words like that, but I appreciate the sentiment.
I'm so sorry.
No, but I get it. I also would.
You're saying make the starting weight higher so that you have more room.
Exactly. Give yourself some leeway.
I think
some
you're
party room.
I think you're being very, very compassionate, empathetic, and in understanding the reasons why he cares about that. I think it's really easy for us to see it as super vain because I think it is vain.
Right. We're not talking to him and hearing from his perspective at all.
Right.
Thank you so much, Chantel. Let's talk to Beck in Lowell, Indiana, and you say it's a mistake.
Yes, it's a huge mistake. I feel like this is a way of controlling her, and without even saying it, he's making it sound like it's about health, but I think it's a matter of attraction for him. And, you know, are you going to marry her for who she is, or are you going to marry, like, you're going to marry her and all her health problems, or not?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
And you never know what could happen, you know. There are so many different factors in life.
That's
age,
right.
Time, your body reacts differently to things, pregnancies. Like, there's so many different variables that you can't just be like, well, you know what? If you gain 50 pounds on me, it's over and you get nothing.
You know what? Yeah, you're 1 pound over, so let's file for divorce. That's so ridiculous. Like, what kind of man is that?
To me, there's zero romance in that.
And I also think this is a huge way of control, but this is just one of the ways that he will begin, because if he gets access to that type of control in her life and gets to say she's going to be stressed, she's going to be worried, he's making her jump through all these hoops, I better stay this weight, and then it's just a leeway, it's going to lead to more control.
I think so too, because...
Yeah.
Because how do you...
It started with controlling my hair color, right? I was married for 25 years. Started with, you have to be blonde. That's how I met you. You have to be blonde. So I was blonde forever.
And you didn't want to be blonde.
I'm not. No. And I was like, it doesn't look good on my skin tone, you know, but I did it because that's what he required of me. But then it was little by little, it was everything.
Yeah.
So this is just a small hook.
Wow. Interesting. So you're coming from some real perspective where you've dealt with this sort of, like, this obviously felt familiar in some way to you.
Yeah. This is psychological abuse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah,
she's messing with her mind,
and I think at the end of the day, too, illnesses. Like, if he really was afraid of like her health, illnesses come in all different forms, and so so this might prevent illnesses that come from like weight gain. But what if there's other illnesses that he's like unwilling to help her through?
Right.
Like, you want someone that's gonna hold your hand during chemo?
Well, yeah,
that's right.
And you know, I go back to the like. When I, you know, asked Stacy to marry me, who's obviously now my wife, there was not an I love you, but, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
It was just, I want to be with you, and I want to be with you forever. And it wasn't with, like, variables or qualifiers.
Yeah, she deserves somebody who's going to be like, you are my forever, I'm in love with you, let's do life together, and no conditions. Why would you do that, you know? Be careful.
Yeah. I love it. Thank you so much, Beck. Have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. All right, you too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
877-591-9696. Is there anybody who does think that this could potentially be a match? It's Grace in Mayfair. Her fiancé wants a prenup to say, don't gain more than 50 pounds. That's rough.
And also, like, where's the prenup back?
Yeah.
Like, me being spiteful and toxic.
Yeah. Slap some stuff on that.
Yeah.
Don't bald. I say that as a bald guy.
Don't lose any money.
You know what? 877-591-9696. Is it a match or a mistake? We will have Moog's Mega Minute coming up at 8:40. 10 trivia questions could earn you $1,000 today.
Yes, if you have the answers. then it will.
Yeah. So get set for that. It's Moog and Carla mornings on B96 and Match Your Mistake with Grace and Mayfair, whose fiance wants to put in the prenup that she cannot gain more than 50 pounds. And she's a little bit thrown off by this. Like, do I continue in a relationship with somebody who would put that on me? Like, I don't know what the future holds. Now, Christopher's in Chicago. You say this could be a match. Why?
Well, I feel like it's a match because it's like, you know, the man, he went deep down into his feelings and expressed his concerns, you know, that he lost a couple of, I believe it was family members. Yeah. You know, she needs to take in consideration with that because men usually don't open up about, you know, deep stuff like that because at the end of the day, we could be made fun out of because we're opening up, you know. So at the end of the day, I feel like it's a match because she is, you know, they've been together. He made her this, you know, offer. Obviously, there's probably like a lot of, you know, maybe a house on the line, maybe a business. We don't know that part. But, you know, another part is, you know, it's his concern for the loss because of, you know, weight, you know, cholesterol, all that stuff, you know, unhealthy eating, it's everywhere, you know, and
right.
Yeah, but she could gain 50 pounds and still be healthy and still be in the normal range of cholesterol. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not that we need to even debate this, but like she could be pregnant and still be incredibly healthy and be a different weight. And so I think that putting this parameter on it is just a little unfair. Like, yeah, he's expressing his concerns and yay, I'm glad that a man was able to express his emotions. We all can. We're not going to reward a fish for swimming. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But one thing I would like to say, you know,
sure.
You know, a lot of people out there, you know, they use this word controlling. You know, me and my wife, we've been together since we were 15.
Okay.
And it's like, you know, she's my wife. She listens to me. She's submissive. She's happy. She lives in a house.
What?
She drives her car. You know, so it's one of those things that it's like we've been together since we were 15. I'm about to be 40 years this year. And she has no complaints. She is 100% submissive. She stays home. You know, she's a housewife. We're more old fashioned. So, you know, it's one of those things, you know, those are type of triggering words, you know, where it's like, it makes the other person feel like there's an obligation.
Interesting.
Like,
interesting.
I find that fascinating, and I'm, you know, glad that works for you guys. I think if I ever got on the radio and said that my wife was submissive to me, she would probably put me in a headlock of some sort. You know what I mean? We're very different.
There.
You could probably look at me like I'm the most beta man on the face of the earth. But we definitely we're looking at this from different perspectives. Appreciate you calling. Did you have something you wanted to add, Carla?
I think it's just, it's more like, we want everybody to feel like they have control over their life, over their body, over their decisions, because at the end of the day, it is theirs. Mm-hmm. You can choose to want to listen to another person's opinion. So, sure. Like, if she chooses to sign this prenup, that is on her, right? Yeah. If your wife chooses to be submissive, it's because she wants to, right? I don't want anybody feeling forced to do anything with their
wife. Or overly judged. Appreciate your perspective, Christopher, and have a great day. It's interesting, you know, how times change. Some people are a little bit more traditional, and I don't want to throw shade on you if your relationship is more traditional. When we got married and we were looking at our vows and stuff, we took out the, you know, to love and obey and all that stuff. Like, she's not here to obey me. My wife has a PhD.
You're here to obey her.
You know, okay, but really this isn't about us.
Right.
This is about
Grace.
And Grace, after everything you heard, do you think it's a match or a mistake?
It's a mistake. I can't go on with my life worried about every bite I take or if I miss, you know, workout days or, you know, 50 pounds. I know it sounds a lot, but later on in life, you know, I will just be walking around in pins and needles.
Yeah, you know, and one thing you're not going to do is going to be weighing in on your wedding day because that's not appropriate. That's not a sign of love.
No.
You know, to put something like that out there. You know, when you ask somebody to marry you, you are asking to be with them through sickness and health and all those things. And it's not, you know, with these qualifiers.
It's not I love you until.
Right.
It's yeah. I love you, right. But and even when.
Yeah.
Right. So right. How do you feel about that?
It's disturbing. I really love this guy so much. And I felt a little betrayed when I saw, and a little violated in a way, mm-hmm. when I saw the prenup. And, you know, the fact that it just seems like, I know it affected him with his family members, but don't put that on me.
Yeah, that could have been a conversation, yeah. Not affecting yeah. your financial future if you decide right. not to be with him.
It was hurtful. I feel hurt, you know. And I think the best decision is to part ways. Yeah. If he can't bend and work with me on this, you know, I think it's a deal breaker.
Well, that's a bummer. I'm sorry. And you know what? I hope that you find somebody that doesn't have...
Conditions.
Conditional right. love, yeah.
All me right. too.
Well, best of luck,
thank
Grace.
You, thank you. 96, show us what you got so you can win. Mugs Made a Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs Made a Minuteman. Miriam in Glenview. Hello, happy Friday. Miriam?
Happy Friday, Miriam.
Miriam?
Well, on to the next.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Okay.
Oh, so close to dropping it.
Oh, my gosh. I had you guys on mute. I'm so sorry. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday. All right, let's do
Wait,
this.
This is such a little insight to Mugs Make a Minute, because we usually have somebody that plays, but we also get backups just yeah. in case when we go, hello, you're not there. So, hello. Yeah, so.
Oh, my gosh. That was so close.
So close. Well, glad you're here. Happy Friday. We're going to ask you 10 trivia questions in a minute, get them all correct, and you'll win $1,000. You ready?
Yes.
All right, let's do this. What type of animal moos?
A cow.
That's correct.
A cow.
Where do the Cubs play home games?
Wrigley Field.
That's correct. What material are jeans made of?
Denim.
That's correct. Which president delivered the Gettysburg Address?
Obama?
Incorrect. What career was Bob Ross known for?
Pass.
Where will Bruno Mars be playing Chicago tonight? That's correct. What is another name for a bullfighter? What does FBI stand for?
Federal Bureau of Investigation.
That's correct. What TV drama stars Detective Olivia Benson? Who directed the movie Psycho? Which president delivered the Gettysburg Address?
No idea.
Obama was a great guess.
Obama was a terrible guess.
it was Abraham Lincoln.
A couple hundred years prior, yeah, it was Abraham Lincoln. What career was Bob Ross known for?
Painting.
Mm-hmm. What is another name for a bullfighter?
A matador.
There's a Miguel song called Matador. Oh. Like a matador. So good.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah, you'd like that song.
I like that song.
Yeah. What TV drama stars Detective Olivia Benson?
Law and Order Special Victims Unit.
And who directed the movie Psycho?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Yeah. So you did not win the $1,000 today. I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much for the opportunity to play.
Yeah, we enjoyed having you on, Miriam, and have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you. You too. Bye.
877-591-9696. Let's get you on for some little victories right now.
Let's do it. If you have something kind, fun, or that you're proud of that you want to share, come and share it.
Let's do it again. 877-591-9696. That's next on B96. It's B96 with Morgan Carla Mornings, and we are celebrating your little victories at 877-591-9696. Let's go ahead and start with Kathy on the north side of Chicago. Your little victory is about your sister.
Yes, it's actually quite a very large victory. 3 weeks ago, she was admitted to the hospital from complications from kidney infection and diabetes. They thought they were going to have to amputate her leg.
Oh, my gosh.
Fast forward, she had some life-threatening surgeries and blessings. They didn't have to amputate. Wow. She is on a very slow road to recovery, but she's now in a step-down unit out of ICU, off of a ventilator.
Wow. What a scary time.
Yeah. Wow. She is recovering, which is the important part. And even if it's slow, we're headed towards the right direction, right?
Absolutely. I listen to you guys every morning, and I always try to get in here, and, you know, very happy that she's on the road to recovery and wanted to share it with everyone.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. I know that's got to be a scary, scary situation to be in with your sister, and you've got to feel such a big sigh of relief at this point, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Every day is a blessing.
Yeah, every day.
Every day we have her.
And you know what? This is one of those reminders to call your people. Call your mom.
Yep.
Call your sister.
Yeah.
You know, and make sure that the people in your life that you love know it, you know?
Tomorrow's never promised.
Yeah.
And we're so glad that she's getting better. Yep. We're glad she got to keep her leg. That's a big deal too.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yep. Every time she gets to wiggle her toes, I tell her, say thank you, because, you know, aww, there was a chance 3 weeks ago she maybe wouldn't have been able to wiggle those toes, and she can now.
Oh, I love it. So, well, congrats to her, and congrats to you, and thanks for sharing that. Have a great weekend,
Thanks
Kathy.
For having me on here. Yep. You also.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye. Can we say hello to you, Andrea, in Naperville? So Andrea is a nanny, and you have a four-year-old that you nanny, and the four-year-old has a little victory to share.
Yes, go ahead, Gray. Tell him.
It's 78th birthday in June, and I'm Grayson.
Oh. Aww. So you're going to be 5 years old.
No, four.
Oh, you're going to be four. So you're currently three?
I'm 3 and a half.
Oh, wow. Did I just use the word currently with a three-year-old?
Yes, but she corrected you. She's three and a half.
You know what? Appreciate
that. The half is important.
The half is important. I'm 39 and three quarters.
There you go.
Well, wow. All right. She's like,
wow, that's
okay.
A lot of years.
Okay.
You know, you said your name is Gracelyn?
Grayson,
you might be the youngest person we've ever had on our show.
You might be at 3 and a half.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's pretty cool.
That's so cool.
Well, have a great birthday next month, and thank you both for calling and sharing that, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Right. Bye.
On the other end of things, Amanda in Oak Forest has a birthday today. How old are you?
I am 36 today.
36.
There
all
we
right.
Go. 36 and a half. No, I'm kidding. 36 and one day.
36 years young.
Yeah,
there
you
we go.
Are. Well, happy birthday. What are you doing to celebrate?
I'm going out to dinner with my husband and my kids and just enjoying having another year of life and being healthy. I just had surgery two, three weeks ago.
Wow.
So I'm recovering, but I'm happy to be moving and, yeah, just enjoying another year.
Yeah.
That I'm here.
Hell yeah. Well, happy birthday to you. Enjoy the weekend. Have fun with your family. And thanks for sharing that with us.
Also, my husband is throwing me, we turned our garage into a bar. So he's throwing me a party tomorrow, and it's going to be Cubs versus Sox because I'm a Sox fan. He's a Cubs fan.
Hey! And because it's your birthday and because you're recovering from surgery, White Sox, if you're listening, we got to win now.
All day, Southside, all day.
All day.
All right, well, good luck. Good luck with that.
They're like, damn, that's a lot of pressure. But for Amanda, for you, they're going to do it.
Mm. All right, have a great weekend.
A few drinks in, we'll be okay.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, you'll need those drinks. Have a great weekend, and go Cubs go. Oops, I hung up. Hey, Maggie in Elmhurst. Hold on. I got to change the music for Maggie. Okay, go for it. Tell us your little victory.
I am graduating with a Master of Occupational Therapy from Elmhurst University.
Yeah,
next
you
year.
Are! Master Maggie.
Yes. First generation.
Hell yeah.
Yay. Oh, we love a first gen success story. I was a first gen too, but I didn't get a master's, girl. What are you going to do after a master's? Are you going to go for a PhD?
No.
No, that's it. You know what?
I don't think I can do that.
That's
one.
Enough. That's it. I get you.
That's plenty. Plenty of studying, plenty of tests. You did a thesis.
Yes.
You did all the work. Congratulations. That's amazing. So you're graduating from, where'd you say from?
Elmhurst, right?
College.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Elmhurst University.
Correct me. Thank you.
She said, put some respect on my uni's name.
All right. Well, you know what? We're really excited for you. Congratulations. And thanks for sharing that little victory with us.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, you too. I want to end on this one just because it's Bruno Mars weekend. And Evelyn and Aurora, how did you score tickets to Bruno Mars?
My boss bought us tickets.
Yeah.
Wow, boss of the year. Do you have to go with your boss or?
No, I'm taking my oldest son because he just finished his first year of college. I'm so proud of him.
Wow.
I'm going to a Crosstown Classic tonight with my husband.
All
so
right.
Go Sox.
All right.
Go Sox.
You know what? I will say the White Sox fans are representing today on a level that the Cubs fans are not.
So.
So, yeah. All right. You know what? Congratulations. Enjoy Bruno Mars, and thanks for sharing that. And go Cubs. Bye.
Oh, wow. Really? See, this is what happens when Mo controls the phone.
It's so rude, isn't it?
The buttons are on that side.
Grace in the West Loop, we'll keep yours real quick because we have to go. But your little victory is...
That I'm happy, I'm healthy, I have a roof over my head, I have a car to drive. It's the little things in life.
That's exactly what this is about.
And that's the energy to go into the weekend with. You know, you hear all these things going on, but it's like, let's be grateful for the fact we got to open our eyes today.
Absolutely. You know what? Thank you for sharing that, because I think a lot of times people are like, I don't know, I don't necessarily have a little victory. It can be that simple. You're happy, you're healthy, it's Friday, it's going to be 80 degrees in Chicago this weekend. Things are looking up for us, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Cubs,
go.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, hold on. Say that one more time real loud.
Go Cubs, go.
Go Cubs, go.
Grace.
You lost Carla, but but you got me.
Let me see. Where's the button? Let me press it. I'm going to hang up on you, Chris.
No buttons.
Thank you, guys. Have a lovely day.
Have a great weekend.
Even though you're a Cubs fan.
Oh, that's rude. All right. Who am I to call people rude?
I know. You hung up on two people.
We're going to go. That's going to do it for Mogan and Carla Mornings. What a week it's been.
I know.
It is already Friday. It's been a wild week.
Oh, well, I'll see y'all at Bruno Mars tomorrow. That'll be fun.
I'm going to be out and about, I know, doing something at some point, but I don't know what.
Yeah. No, we'll see. Oh, and I need to give a shout out to my friend Brianna. She's graduating law school this weekend.
Hey, that's huge.
Shout out, Brianna. So.
All right, Mogan Carla Mornings back Monday. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you then.